Ya Sánchez.
To the Us Podcast.
A podcast about us.
It's all of us, bro.
It's all of us.
Even our guest today, even Crisol, is here. She is officially a part of the Usverse.
The Usverse, I like that. Yeah, dude. She is
a true homie in all the purest forms. But welcome back.
Thank you for returning. This is going to be our potential...
Let's never number these episodes.
You don't know what this number is because we don't either.
Yeah, exactly. But yes. As you can tell, we are here, another episode with our good homie, Crisol. Hello, Crisol.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
How are you?
Thank you for being here.
Oh, that's true. In this very cool, but also very hot room.
So as many of you people know, this is Us Podcast Level 2, and... Part of level two is Angel and I wanted to challenge ourselves to not only make this tougher on us by having to shoot these episodes, but coming to a space that the artists we're interviewing feels most creative or something that inspires them. And right now, Crisol, could you tell us a little bit about this room?
Well, we are in my house.
Right.
This is my office. And
located at...
Right? We're going to drop a pin for you guys. It's in the metadata. Don't trip. Yeah, we're just in my house. I do live in...
Oh, yuck.
So something I love doing is when we have female guests and they give, like when Julie said, I work at wherever, and then I say a really mean joke in one of our last episodes, and then when you say this city, I'm just going to deepen it and reverse it, so it's going to say, I live in, and then they're just like not going to get it. So it'll be fun.
I love it.
Try figuring it out. But anyway, back to business.
Oh,
what
God,
is...
Kind of like a series. Exactly. Yeah, no, this is just my workspace, studio, office. I've been living here for about a year now. Built it. It was kind of one of the first rooms we built out before anything else in the living room.
Like before I even put my bed in,
where am I going to put
my guitars?
Basically, and so I was like, all right, I guess I needed the bigger room to be the one that I sleep in. So this is, you know, but it was cool. It's cool. I like being able to, I feel very lucky. There's a lot of... To be able to have a space like this.
Of the Crisol recordings currently out at the moment, Rose Off the Bloom, officially known as Rose Off the Bloom. As expected by Twin Seas. Of those songs, and then there's another one. No! It's the way you give yourself to me. That one. I know the name of that one. It's the prettiest thing. The prettiest thing. Great. So of those songs that are out, were any of them built in here?
Yes. The prettiest thing.
The prettiest thing.
Yeah.
Where exactly?
Literally where you're sitting.
Can you paint the scene of when it was being put together? Because I think people would really love to know. Because it's such a sweet, moving, and just like intimate song. And like when I remember the first time I heard it, I was just so taken with just like how powerful your voice was over a very simple song. And you weren't trying to like do a Whitney Houston level... You know, like, no, it's just you're singing, but you just say it so powerfully. So how was that song?
Wait, I remember I was listening to that in my house, and my brother's like, why are you listening to that old shit?
Perfect. That's the point. That is the point. So the quick story about that song. I met Gloria Estrada. People know her from Viento Callejero. She's also a really prolific musician. I toured with her. For a little bit, we were both on tour with Las Cafeteras when I was filling in for Leah.
Shout out Las Cafeteras!
We saw them at Cell Arts.
And her and I were on tour just nerding out over we constantly ask each other. She'd ask me questions like, who are your favorite singing icons? And I'd ask her the same thing. We just vibe over that. And we started talking about Ella Fitzgerald and specifically the Ella Fitzgerald Joe Pass duets album. And just like, we're both big jazz heads. She's a lot more well-versed on the genre because she can actually play it. I just know how to sing it. And I've invited her over to kind of collab, and we've been meeting up a couple times at her place. We started a couple tracks. Like, there's a couple things out there that exist that we've just started on, and then had her come over here, and actually on that guitar, I don't know if it's in the shop, but on the Polaris, I showed her it. I brought that guitar home from San Antonio. It's It's an old 1960s kind of Japanese Gibson knockoff. Mm. And I had to play with it, and of course, so plugged it in real quick, and she started noodling on something, and I had my mic plugged in, and we did one take. Everything, pretty much all the words that you hear were all improv.
What?
And,
no!
I swear.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's one audio version that exists of the song. It's the only other recording of it. That's the demo, which was one take, as is, into the mic.
That sounds like some classic fucking, did you know? Shit.
So when she came in, I mean, because that guitar, that's kind of like my classic car. And I say that because I brought it home. It needs a lot of work, but it is a cool vintage piece that I can turn into be a really badass guitar once I get
it. It's like your project. Like
yeah,
your
it's
baby.
Not, yeah, because you know there's like the intonation needs to get fixed, but she really works some magic with it, and what we recorded was done on that guitar. And she came in for a follow-up session, and she brought her really awesome big jazz baby guitar. That thing was that thing's a monster. And I can't, like, it's such a crazy guitar because it's the kind I'm not anybody that plays guitar. I'm so sorry for butchering.
No, you'd be like, she doesn't know.
Like, look, this is ridiculous.
All the guitars. She doesn't know how to play any of them. It was just true. I really don't. she just brought it, and she noodled kind of like the same chords, and then we just did a smoother take of everything. And then I changed the words of the second chorus a little bit. Oh, sorry, second verse, a little bit, and that was a pretty thing. But it was done right here in this room.
Incredible.
Yeah.
We're sitting on the couch.
Yeah, that's where Gloria was sitting, and then I was over here standing into the mic. And that's for real greatness. My couch.
That's so
good. This is where the magic happens in more ways than one.
Yeah, and fun fact about that song, the entire time, because my dog, you guys met him. He's cute, and he's got like no chill. But to keep him quiet during the takes, I had to pet him the whole time. So as I'm singing, for the final recording of The Prettiest Thing, I'm holding, like, I'm just petting my dog, and he's like.
So imagine her friend playing guitar, Crystal sitting right here, singing, coming up with the lyrics on the spot as she's.
I'm like,
confetti.
No. Well, it was what it was.
By then you had.
By the time we did the recording where I was petting Mac, I was standing right there. Gloria's right here with the whole setup, and I was there. But he had to, like, stand. He was, like, on my leg.
Wow.
And I was petting him. So I'm just like.
Please pet.
Because I was just trying to keep him quiet. Because, like, you know.
He'll just slam against walls and plop on the floor.
Yeah, he plops.
When you hear things like, when you remember things like that, when you experience them, do you think like, yo, like, this is so perfect for an origin story of a superstar?
No.
Of course not a superstar. You're not gonna think, don't you think like this is so cool? Like this is really my life now.
So there's moments where I take a beat and I'm very grateful. Absolutely. You know, just because I, especially when I go work other gigs that, like, are not my creative stuff. Like, you know, because I'm a professional singer, so I go sing for people. I do other gigs that people are just like, I mean, you just need to sing for 3 hours.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, no, for real. I'm like, it's your wedding? I'm like, we're going to do what you want to hear. All of Me by John Legend?
Literally, sure. Before we started recording, I was just like, Alexa, play Hoobastank. And we just did that, and the human jukebox. That's your super.
Because I used to do like cocktail gigs for hours and hours, where you had to learn, and not so much learning it, you just kind of have to get the gist of it, and you have your iPad or your sheet music or whatever.
Yeah, I could sing this.
Yeah, you know, you just got, you. Yeah, I'm like that really bad, that singer at a bonfire that knows like partially a bunch of, like a ton of songs, like halfway, like, you kind of know American Pie, but not all the way. That's definitely me. So now that I've been kind of in charge of my own creative projects, going back to those gigs, because, you know, still got to pagar la renta and keep this thing open.
All this production value.
Yeah. I actually literally just set this up today for you guys.
You're like, this is the guest bedroom.
That's how respected the S podcast is.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're like,
no,
tonight.
No, I don't live with my grandma.
I would love if you actually did all this just for us, and then you were like, you were gonna do the living room first because that's what we planned to do this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then she's like, "Oh, by the way, maybe I'll take a look at my office.
I think there might be a plug in my."
Well, the living room is just much bigger than this. I thought you guys were more comfortable. Like,
but I feel like this really helps us capture who you are. Exactly. This is your MySpace.
I was just about to make a MySpace joke.
See, I'm telling you. Improv comedy troupe right here.
Wow, what is this? I'm in a Costello.
I was going to say, call me Tom. This is MySpace. You guys
are
hearing my joke.
Who's on first?
Whose line is it anyway?
I want to hear this. I want to hear the MySpace joke.
No, I already said it.
It's over.
I know.
Wow. I couldn't find the word.
Crystal, so you're talking about how you do these gigs now, and that's part of your job.
Okay. Wow. Yes, we can all take so many left turns. So it's really in those moments when I'm doing those other gigs and kind of going back to the things that, you know, you just have to do to make money and grind, that I realize, I'm like, oh man, like, I'm living a pretty damn good life. Because even when I am doing those gigs, that's not a bad way to make a living for someone like me.
Absolutely.
You know, so as far as like an origin story, I mean, when I was so funny, when I was a little kid, I used to think about it a lot. Like, when making my MySpace profile, I'd be like, man, the internet, everything's going to live on here forever. I better behave. Like, I'm going to be a star.
My legacy starts here.
Yeah, let me make sure my MySpace playlist is really cool. Because someone's going to go back and be like, wow, Crystal, you had really good taste.
Even back then.
Yeah. Or like, you know.
Man, your MySpace background?
Yeah. Oh, my God, the HTML. You were I was straight doing coding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so dumb now.
Yeah, I'm like, what are all these, like, less than signs
my
for?
My MySpace was the extent. That was the peak brilliance for me.
You gotta search for ESP and then you gotta copy paste.
Oh, image SRC equals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Oh
yeah.
Man, I do not miss those days.
Yeah.
So time consuming.
That was probably the only time I was really hyper aware. Or like when I'd be in class, like, bored, like, I gotta work on my autograph. Like, you know, but
yeah.
Now that I'm actually doing the job.
Thanks for pointing that out. Just like that I fucking practice my autograph.
You practice your autograph?
Sometimes, like, just like whenever I'm just bored, like, practice, like, just giving out autographs, or I'll draw my movie titles. That's what I do.
Don't sign your government name. Like, your autograph needs to be.
Oh yeah, it's just Chris Carmona. Yeah, I have Christopher Edward Carmona for all my official shit, and then just Chris Carmona is my autograph.
Christopher Carmona. Now you just have to figure out how he does his R's.
Yeah, exactly.
Topher.
I do it a very specific way.
Topher Carmona.
Topher. I tried that in sixth grade for half a day, and my teacher, like, she got such an off-tangent story. She got the paper, and she's like, who's Topher? She's like, Carmona. Chris, is this you? I'm like, yeah. She's like, and she made me right there on the spot, like, decide, what do you want to be? But she's like, she was genuinely asking, what do you want to be called, Chris or Topher? And I was like, Chris. And
Chris,
then she goes,
fine.
Okay, so fix this. And so I fixed it.
And his whole life went on.
God was like, nah.
Topher's going this way. Chris is going this way.
You got to stay on this Chris shit.
Oh, Topher.
But from a Chris to a Chris.
Fellow Chris's.
Yeah, I want to talk about. Well, it's because right now you. Exactly. The correct way to spell Chris. Not Christ Carmona.
Correct.
Fucking restaurants.
Yeah.
Christ. You were the other day when we were at Eastside Love, you were telling me, I want to see if you would be down to share this. You're telling me how you had a strategy for when you did these performances, and I think it's so fascinating. You look at it like a game. You were telling me about how when you do like the legit performances, something you don't like, it's just like, it's not that helpful when people are coming up to you telling you did amazing.
Oh, that you rocked it.
You
said from sports. So I played soccer for a long time, and I was pretty good. I don't know. There's girls on the team way better, but you know, I have my strengths. And you finish a game, and people be like, "Crystal, you did amazing, you did great." And the second I get in my brother's car, he'd be like, "You fucked up here. Can I guess on the show? I don't know.
Yeah.
You fucked up here. You keep your head on the swivel, blah blah blah." And then like sometimes I'd get like, you know, because I'd be like riding that high, and then I'd get into the car, and he'd be like, "Yo,
he knock you down a peg."
Knock you down, yeah. And then finally one day I think he saw it on my face because it was a really good game, but I did something stupid. I don't remember. But he was just like, I tell you this because, like, everybody is going to blow smoke up your ass, and you're just going to ride that, and you're not going to improve if you don't stop for a second and think about what you know, if you don't do it to yourself. Because he could just tell I wasn't, like, doing that, like, self-correcting or self-review.
Because
you're
like, so what? I did all
these
good things.
You know, it was an amazing game. I don't know. So, as I got older, I started, and when I stopped playing sports and focused on music, when I would perform, like, yeah, it's why I really don't get drunk or drink when I perform. Because I'm like, I need to be able to pay attention to what I'm doing on stage. And it's great. It's awesome being done with the show, and people are like, oh, you did amazing. But I always have to kind of look at it and be like, yeah, it's just that kind of keeping yourself in line and making sure you're improving with every show.
Well, that for sure just really impressed me because I, when you said it that way, I was telling Angel, like, it really made me think, like, for one, it made me, it gave me an insight in more into how you see you doing this. But then I thought, oh, so yeah, it's like she's like an athlete then. It's like, yeah. It's like, I did, just like that.
My discipline background. Some people were, especially, you know, artists, like a lot of people start in either dance or theater, which is cool. You know, I got pushed
towards. Chris, so like sports.
Yeah, well, I just got pushed towards them. I wanted to dance, but dance was not financially really that practical because, you know, at least in the town I grew up in, like all the dance programs were really expensive. And soccer, all you gotta do is one-time investment once a year on some cleats and some shin guards.
Get a ball.
Yeah, maybe it's like $150. Like with the when I started playing club and spring ball and stuff like that, gets a little more expensive. But it wasn't like cost prohibitive,
right?
You know, for my parents to put me in sports. And so, and then again, and then plus I have four older brothers, so they let my sister be the girly one. So I could not be.
Sense.
Yeah, so they let my sister be the girly one, and then they were like, I'm like the unofficial fifth brother. So, but yeah, that's what they. That was legit.
I love
legit.
That.
Chris. Yeah,
I am. What up, Chris?
So I have an amazing. Oh, actually, all my nieces and nephews are awesome. But the oldest started this when she was like, I don't know, how old are kids when they can start like actually talking, like 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, like 2 or 3.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so when she started being able to name us, she just started calling me Uncle Chris. So I was like, oh, cute. I'd be like, baby, what's my name? And she's like, Uncle Chris. And I was like, okay, maybe she thinks Chris is a boy name, you know. And so I was like, I get that. And it stuck. I am Uncle Chris.
No way.
And she is 8 years old. And she knows. She's like, you're my tia, but your name is, she's like, I call you Uncle Chris, and that's a special thing. And I'm like, she like gets it. I'm like, at this, because when she was little, I'd be like, oh, man, like, that's cute. She's going to grow out of it one day. I'll be like, yeah, console or whatever. Auntie, yeah. Auntie, I don't know. And then just the more I just got accustomed to it, I was like, I'm Uncle Chris. Like, don't call me anything else. But then it got
cute.
All the, I have, how many do I have now? I think I'm at 5 now.
Dang. Dang, console's nieces and nephews.
No, yeah, it was, there's a couple.
Who is your least favorite?
Yeah, no.
Exclusive.
Rizal, this is family.
Oh my god. Yeah, but they all call me Uncle Chris. Yeah.
They all do.
All of them,
so
there's
cool.
Three boys and another girl, and they all call me Uncle Chris.
Yeah, because that's what we were talking about when we already said love is. I was just saying, like, I'm like, I don't mean this in a weird way, but it's like I feel just like
rolling.
This family. No, I didn't. I feel like a boop. It's just pure bro energy. No, but I was telling you, I don't want to say bro energy, but it was like, it just felt like family. Like you would be like, I would, what I imagined a sister, like
how,
yeah, but like a very talkative, yeah, you're the cool uncle.
I'm the funkle.
You're for sure you're the funkle.
Funko.
Shout out to my East Side
Love
bartenders.
Heck,
I stole
Funko
from one of the other guys. He's a total
Funko.
Oh,
like, man. At least you
I'm citing. I, like, academically cite my
joke
sometimes. Yeah.
And I,
like,
you're
format.
Fun. That anyway. Was better than any joke I could have made. Good job, fucking Gasol.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, no, I was just impressed by, like, how quick we were all able to, like, really vibe out with each other and connect. Because we haven't known each other very long.
No, I think I just met you guys through like shows and then.
Well,
that's what we want to talk about. Take it away, Angel, please. I can step out of the fourth wall for a second. Like, I've been waiting. I've been like guiding Angel to this moment and he finally got it. He's like, oh, he's like, now we're talking about how we met because I'm looking at my notes. I'm like, and then as soon as he did that, I'm like, God, thank you. I've fucking been holding this down here. Go up there, dog.
Chris just really liked that moment at East Side Love and was just like, I just want to keep reflecting on that moment.
Oh,
so okay. I don't know if you remember this, but our
God
good friend Jonathan Justin Jimenez threw a pozole mixer a couple years ago.
Oh,
and that's where I met you. That's where I met you for the first time. We were at a table. I had no fucking idea who you were, and you were sitting across from me and some girl was like, wait, you sing for Twin C's, don't you? And you're like, yeah, my name's Chris.
Yeah,
and I was like, huh, I've heard the name Twin C's.
Yeah.
I don't know who Crisol is, but I guess it's you.
Yeah, I'm just the one girl on the one song. I'm actually all over the backup vocals on that CD, but
I heard.
Yeah.
I was listening to them today. I just remembered your name because I was like Crystal?
I called it by accident.
Physical pain.
Yeah. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
And then that name stuck with me. And then flash forward fucking I don't even know. Flash forward a lot later, and then I just fucking see you playing with my homies.
I imagine like a SpongeBob time card, like, a lot later.
A lot later.
A lot later.
And then I would just see you, like, on Instagram. I'd see you, like, playing with my homies, playing shows with my homies. I'm like, Crisol, like, is this Justin? Is this the girl that was at the Pozole Mixer? It
was. All right.
And so that
sick.
Was that. That was humble, all right. Humble beginnings.
That's really interesting.
I had Pozole. At Jonathan Justin Jimenez's house.
Yeah, served by his Gima.
That was cool. Yeah.
And I went to that party by my lonesome. So I was working a full-time job right out of college. So I had to try really hard to make it to stuff. Like, and generally, like, or people would be like, oh, this is going on if you want to roll through. But then I couldn't, like, necessarily plan to go with people. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think that night, like, none of my Twin Cities homies ended up going. I just went to go check out the Altons because they were, slowly coming back to me. I I'll just roll through. And then I did. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I just kind of made friends with whoever.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, because it was
I don't know. I don't mind going places by myself, but
it was a little get together.
It was
creatives.
Way more intimate than I thought it would be. So I kind of, if I was more introverted, I bet you I would have like panicked. Like I should be here with somebody. Kind of.
Was that the case of Rama?
No, Kisarama was recent. That was this past December.
No, not that one. That was our Kisarama, but he used to do like smaller ones.
Yeah. So yeah. What's funny is that our Kisarama, me and Chris like to call
the first Kisarama one.
The first one. But Justin had like three of them before that just never popped on.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Justin.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. See, even Kisarama was like, no, the first Kisarama was last December.
Because I never heard of it before. Oh my god.
let's take a break. That's a pretty good place for a break.
Sure.
Oh.
Fuck yes.
Welcome back.
Oh my god.
We were just talking about video games.
Don't tell him.
Video games, all is all I say.
Yeah, we're talking about video games.
So some video games.
We're here with the goofy Crisol.
I can't stand you.
So what was the last thing we were talking about? Pretty much the first time we came across.
Our first interaction with the legend.
So my first interaction with the legend herself. La reina.
Oh my god.
Crisol told us to refer to her.
Oh my
legend.
God.
She didn't want us to tell you that, but Crisol, we think it's pretty arrogant of you to suggest that of us when we're just
trying
to get
I mean, you're in my
started.
House.
Yeah, it's
the least you can do.
You will refer to me as Lord.
So, Miss Leyenda, can we talk about...
I prefer Baroness.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, no. So,
I'm
the first
kidding.
Time... Wow. This is the first time I ever saw Crisol play live. I remember was at Eastside Love, but
yes.
What was the event, Angel? Do you remember? I can't remember.
I've been there a couple times.
Shout
out to Eastside Love, by the way.
Super shout out.
It was the last time you played with Los Efectos.
Oh, that was your first time seeing me?
They all had the pink.
Oh, that was my first time playing there.
Yeah. Yeah, they all
No. That was like I made them wear the.
Wasn't it part
sweater.
Of like another show? I remember another lady went after or before Crisol.
Oh no, so that was my single release. That's when Bloom Off the Rose
there
came
you
out.
Go. Yes, the single release.
Yeah.
That
so
was
it was
the
me
first
and La
America.
I dubbed it Eastside Lovelies. Because we both work at the bar. That's why I picked.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
What's her name again?
La Mera Candelaria.
Oh, okay. For
yeah,
shout
yeah.
out.
Shout out to her, too. We've
Shouts.
Got some cool stuff coming
Hell
out.
Yeah.
Way.
So that was the first time I saw you. And I want to tell this story just because, like, we're all, like, super friends here. And, like, you're so
super.
Real.
Oh, yeah.
We are super
we
friends.
We are the super friends.
We are super friends. So
yeah.
We get there, and I remember Justin wanted us to come see just so we can check you out and stuff. And I had only heard of you, but we hadn't heard your music. Or I hadn't seen you live. So we go, we see your performance stuff, and right away, like, I see everybody, like, running up to go congratulate you stuff. Like, even Angel, too.
Like,
everyone's
like,
just
fuck
like,
yes.
Fuck yeah. And I wanted to, too, but at the time, I was doing a thing. I think, I never did. Like, I was just standing around, and I never did, and I was just off to the side, and we were at pretty close vicinity.
Okay.
And I just remember, Angel reminded me of this recently, because I totally forgot I even did this. We were walking, and then Angel and Justin were walking
like,
back to the car.
Like, bro, Crisol's fucking awesome, dude. Like, could you believe that?
Yeah, just like, yeah, dude, she's great. And then I'm just quiet. And then they're like, Chris, like, what'd you think? I'm like, yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
And it was only and no. And let me tell you something. That's not even the worst of it. They said like just good. I'm like, yeah, like what the fuck? They're like, what are you talking about?
Oh my
and I
God.
said, was like, yeah, I said, I'm not trying to hype pretty girls up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I said, like, that was good. I said, but, you know, I'm not, I wasn't, like, thrown, I wasn't blown away.
Chris is like, she probably gets it all the time.
Exactly.
Like, what?
So, I'm not gonna just hype pretty girls up. I said, she's great. I said, Justin, cool idea, but...
Yeah,
but yeah.
Like,
sounds great, but next.
So the next time we saw you was at Summer Lovin' at the Shoreline Village in Long Beach.
Oh, that was fun.
And I remember Chris. You can tell the story.
No.
The end of that is like I did not go, and so all I got was Chris after
I like that.
That
was I did not go.
I was not
present.
Chris comes back to me, and he's just like, bro. I get it.
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I wasn't completely fucking floored. I was like, but I get it. It's so weird too, because every time I see you now, I am like, wow. But before I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why? I think I was just trying to not accept
Were you big leaking me, dog? Like, what's
something like that? I think
it's cool. Like,
no, I think what it was is because I by that point I was kind of sick that I would of sick of like. Not hyping up, but congratulating an artist, like a female artist that we'd go see, and they'd be like, yeah, whatever. So I'm like, if my comment is not going to make any effect, then what's the fucking point?
Oh, I would have been the one that would have been so grateful.
Then it wasn't until that, this is a perfect segue into when I saw you at Sella Arts. And I had already seen you twice by that point. This time you're on a fucking... on a stage on the riverbed that I grew up on, fucking riding my bikes. Like, it was just such an emotional day for me. And it's called Sella Arts. That's where we're from. That's like, it was a celebration of our hometown. You're there, you're singing. And just when you were performing for as Chris Soul, but also for Sella Namos, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just remember after Chris Soul, like, I just went like, guys, that was fucking amazing. Like, and finally, like, I stopped trying to lie to myself that I wasn't impressed. And I was just like, this is beautiful. What she's doing is beautiful. Like, this, I would have never imagined in a million years this could happen.
Thank you.
And it was, it was like that gradual. And that was the day I finally told
you. Thank you, but fuck off. Fuck off for the first half of your story. But, like, I'm just kidding.
But by the end of it, thanks.
But I'm just kidding.
Isn't that what you want? You want critiques?
No, I love the critiques. That's like, tell me how much
I'm like your brother. Like, Chris Lowe comes out. I'm like, all right, so you fucked up here. First thing out of
gas. Tell me how okay my show was. Please.
Something we were laughing at that East Side Love show. You were walking down the bar and you, like, put your hand out for some guy, and then do you remember? And then some guy was like,
oh yeah!
And some guy like reached out for you, and you just give one.
Oh, this is my favorite thing. Okay,
are you guys making fun of my moves?
I have to reenact this. Oh, so Chris Soul's like walking and stuff. There's this fool who swears he's fucking fine. He's like looking at Chris Soul. He's just like, ha. Chris Soul like is doing this, and then he goes like that, and Chris Soul is just like. She didn't laugh, but she almost laughed with her. She's like, and then she just kept going.
I didn't. There's
no
way.
It was so good. And then me and Angel were in the further back, and we like, did you see that?
Right in front of us, and I was like, no way.
We're like, boss.
That didn't happen.
I was like, amazing.
That didn't happen.
Whoever that guy is, shout out. That was fucking hilarious, dumbass.
People are going to hate me after this, be like, she doesn't interact with her fans.
No, she does.
We're laughing at that guy.
Yeah, at that guy. Because he swore he was gonna capture your spirit in the middle of your set. Okay. Like, bro.
That's true.
Go away.
Little did they know, I'm never making eye contact. I always look at just people's foreheads when I perform.
Oh, no
so
way.
People like, yeah, yeah.
That's, is that how you keep yourself?
No, I don't really get nervous. It's just more of a, it's a scanning technique. Like, you look exit sign to exit sign, but like, it's a way to look at everybody, but look at nobody at the same time.
I agree.
Yeah.
So do you sing, like, in your head, do you sing to anybody when you sing, or do you go into like some zone, some other world zone?
It varies per song. It varies per song. I have a hard time singing a few of my songs, but I don't know, my set's pretty upbeat for the most part, so there's not really that many of them.
Pretty funky.
Pretty funky set.
If you can't tell from like how much fun we're fucking having, Crisol is one of the goofiest, fucking most fun people.
Oh, completely, thanks.
It like
thanks.
Completely contradicts kind of like.
Oh yeah, my stage personas.
Yeah,
completely. It's actually pretty comical. So
your image.
Yeah, well, so I have this. It's like having a worldview of yourself that's like different than what you actually put out. I'm trying to find the, I mean, also, like, I'm just kind of getting started, you know what I mean? Like, I this is, like, been the first year I've actually really focused in on myself as a solo artist, so kind of getting those two personalities of what I see in my head versus how I behave to mm-hmm. intersect and walk together, that's going to be a challenge, but...
A little bit of the real you, like, seeps into your fucking shows when Crisola just fucking booms your fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't help it sometimes. It's like, because I don't know. I've never really taken myself too seriously. I take my work seriously, but I don't take myself seriously. I love that. So, you know, hit him with
it. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to do it.
And there are so many different shades of Crisola. There's Crisola... The person, just like Goofy, like just straight. We were just talking about in the car how you're just sharp. You're laughing at Goofy. She's just so.
Like, we got Crisola, we got Goofy.
Yeah.
Crisola, the person, Crisola, the performer, and then just Crisola, the friend. And when we were doing, so we did a music video for Introverted Funk.
Oh,
and
yes.
You have to, like,
they were
amazing. Like, that video is going to go down as, like, a really. Big video and
that's
for our
be,
like,
it's
lifetime.
Be bananas,
but you deserve to be a part of that conversation. I must say, just because it was so strange for me to see someone like you, you know, who I already see as an artist. I don't see just like as a person who's trying to do music. I see you as an artist already, and like you know, you roll up with your van. You're like, hey, can you help me bring down this TV? We're bringing down this big ass TV for Angel Set,
super big antique TV, and I'm just like, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Crisola's just like hanging around helping out, like while Angel's like directing and Oscar, you know, shoots this, is like putting the cameras together for his stuff. And then me and Crisola were just like, I just love that image of just Angel in one room, Angel, Veto, PV, and Tatiana in one room, shout out, directing and just like creating a moment in time. And then me and Crisola outside arm wrestling.
Production meetings. Production meetings.
You know, the legendary, maybe fucking that shit.
A video is about to pop up right now,
folks.
Chris.
All right.
CVC.
One, two,
three.
No, get him.
Get him.
Get him.
Over the top. At least putting him up fight.
Holy shit. Get him. Get him. Go. Ah.
You're really strong.
Just by a little bit, dude. She was really killing me out there.
I'm also two more shots deeper than...
Yeah, she's not...
I've had two more production meetings.
I have a losing crystal.
And you just saw Crisola fucking
lose. Well, that's not the point. Crisola the friend. Let's get back to the topic ahead. I love how I just wanted to like just sweep that aside and be like, Crisola, you don't get to say anything.
Now I have to lose. Fuck y'all.
Rematch at the end of this. It's gonna happen.
Oh my God, my hands are so sweaty. Palms are sweaty.
Palms are sweaty. Me beat arm spaghetti.
I love the
spaghetti.
Remix.
Mom spaghetti.
Yeah. I said arm spaghetti.
You said arm spaghetti.
There's spaghetti on my sweater already. Have you heard that remix? It's, they replace every
with mom spaghetti. Everything's spaghetti. That's the song I was singing. Spaghetti. Yeah, but it's all in the case.
Anyway, the next day or one of the next days, we were shooting in a studio after that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of that day, Crisola's hanging out. Like, she popped in and out. Like, she was there for the beginning, popped out while we were shooting for a bit.
Oh, yeah, we set that bitch up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's... And Crisola...
Art designer.
Yeah, Crisola, like, helped set that up. It's like, what other friend would do that other than me for Angel?
Like, all that was missing was for Crisola to fucking pull out her workman's belt.
Seriously. she was lifting more shit than, like, I was, and I was embarrassed. But at the end, the image that really got me, this is what I'm trying to work my way towards.
Oh, God.
It's when we're trying to clean, like, you know, we had to get that floor out and we're fucking... Like,
oh, the adhesive. There was, like...
The adhesives.
They put in that like, fake tile, the checkerboards, which are going to look sick.
Yeah, and then it's going to look crazy.
But they, like, the sticky, and then plus the dancers were on them, so they just, like, stuck to the ground.
But if you can picture, if you will, superstar legend Crisola...
Oh, my God.
...on both of her knees and hands... scrubbing the shit out of this adhesive and not complaining, not like this sucks, it's just like she just fucking going ham. Drew and I, shut up, drew on the bass, we go to fucking CVS for alcohol, we come back, we spray it all over, and I'm there, I make sense because I'm, you know, I should be helping, everybody's helping, and then I just look at Crisola, I'm like, wow, like this image of like Crisola with their hair tied back just scrubbing the fucking shit out of this floor,
it was my Cinderella
and
moment.
Really killing it. Felt like the Cinderella
someday
evolution of just like the fact
come.
That a person like you would be down to do that. I don't know. I mean, like that. Well, that means that was, that meant a lot to me, and it wasn't even my shoot.
That's interesting, but like I don't know. Like I guess it's not interesting. I don't know. They're my friends, and they're awesome, and I believed in their video and their vision. I'm like literally anything I can do to help. Plus, they did the same for me. Like PB plays for my band, which is already like crazy. Shout out to Piano Black.
Shout out, he's incredibly talented. Pete Barker.
Just Pete Barker. Parker. For the guy Parker, who made Barker. Theme song.
Yeah, and the theme song. Yeah. Dude, the by the way, I rolled up to their house as he was producing that, and yeah, I was like, my selfish ass was like, don't give it to them.
No,
no dude, it's because it's good. It's yeah, I'm like, it's this really should be good. A track. So like, maybe, but no, because he's the nicest guy ever, and like he put when he put so much work into that, and I'm like, dude, that's it's just him, and then also like, Vero, like she is, I hope people understand like her like vision and her creativity and them two together, it's sickening, but like her awesome. But her on her own, like she's got like even like again, she helped me with my stuff. Like she's done my hair for several shoots, and she did my cover art. Like
wow.
So I'm like, seriously, and so to be able to help even just like with sweat and manual labor, you know, good old manual labor.
I didn't want to think that that's what you were saying, but you said it.
Manual labor. That's the secret of bad labor, by the way.
Manual labor.
You know, dude,
it has to have.
Like, I actually love it. All right, anyway.
So just to be able to put in that work for them, I'm like, and plus, like, also to be able to be like, I was there. When that video comes out, just to be like, I was present.
And it's so funny because I actually got the other side of that with my homie, shout out Milton. My homie Milton was there.
Oh, yeah, and, dude, shout out.
We're leaving the music video, and he was just like, dude, that was Crisol.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
He was like, dude, I was talking to Crisol.
No, that's like, so strange.
I was like, me too.
I don't believe you. I swear.
Milton.
That's my Ron Burgundy. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, dude, but also, like, Milton is just such a fan of musicians and of you. Like, he's that's a huge fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out, Milton. I hope you're not embarrassed.
Love you, Milton.
Love you, Milton.
Boom.
He's like, dude, Crisol. He like has a heart attack.
No way. That's
your new text notification.
Oh my God. I can make you a ringtone. I'll do his voicemail. Hi, this is Milton's phone. Please leave a message.
Milton.
Take that sound.
Is this the best day of your life?
That's fucking funny. So yeah, it's so cool because.
And that, like, I don't want to interrupt you, but the other thing you said too,
you don't want
like,
to interrupt
there was just
you,
there
did.
Was just so yeah, I'm just gonna interrupt you. It's like there was so much talent in the room. I think that was my favorite thing he said. He said like he said that to you, like there was so much talent in the room, and I didn't even think about it. It's like yeah, it was like when you hear about those parties that like John Lennon had with Eric Clapton or fucking Bob Dylan. It's like
that is crazy, and that's so crazy because like I mean, that's the hope that people are like later in life. I mean, that's legit. That's how I feel like, cause I mean, it's so dope that people are even lumping me in with that. But that's how I feel when I hang out with the introverts, Twinsies, Chamba. Like, I'm like, oh man, like these, I can't wait till we're like, you know, 10 years from now, people are like, oh my God, you were at that party, whatever. Yeah, like
exactly.
that's crazy.
So
but
you were
it's so cool to like hear y'all. Put me in there. I'm like, thanks.
Of course. Like, it should be a no-brainer.
Oh,
like,
geez.
Of course. Like, you're
that's
part
really
of this
nice.
Fucking...
That's, it feels like a family. Like, I mean, and a lot of things have been happening and changing this year that, like, you know, sad things, bad things, good things, grand things have been happening to a lot of our friends that, like, really, I feel, have, like, tightened the community a lot. But not even just music. Like, it's multimedia community. Mm-hmm. Like, now, like... Red Heart Media, like she is everywhere, and it's awesome, and you guys too with the way you guys produce and direct and you know, so it's not just see you don't like it when it comes back at you, you can go, don't compliment me, oh no, but look at you guys are blessed.
I was ready for more.
Distinct reactions going on right
I was
now.
Like,
both of y'all are moods.
What about me directing?
Yeah.
What about me?
But for real, so it's expanding beyond, and also because more artists, more musicians are doing multimedia stuff, and more you put out music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's becoming we're cross pollinating in ways that like I mean. Being someone, I always felt I was kind of on the bubble of things because my full-time job kept me from really being in the scene.
Yep.
So I just feel like the community is just way tighter than it had been, because like being the outside looking in for all of that.
Yeah, like, absolutely. And it's so weird too. Like I weirdly feel like, I mean, a part of it just because like we've just been in that scene for so long, and that's all thanks to, I was talking about to you about this. Yeah, it's all thanks to Justin, honestly.
The catalyst of this whole thing for our stories is fucking you. Fucking Jonathan.
Jesus.
Is this his camera? Like, is this, like, is this the only...
I'm looking at you, you tall motherfucker.
Because it's like the down angle, right? Yeah, so this is how he sees us.
He's always looking down.
This is how he sees us.
Justin, can we go to this show?
Can you roll the butt, blood, please? I can roll.
You guys are like his children. Y'all are his sons.
Justin is like, because he welcomed us with such loving arms, like he allowed us into this scene. And that I think that's why I'm really excited we get to talk to people like you, because, I mean, we're obviously growing as artists, me and Angel and like other people, like other friends in our film realm. But it's nice to get like another... It's nice because we're part of the scene, but also not really because we don't make music.
This scene, it's not the fact that you guys are coming in from the outside. It's just getting bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's
all of us,
it's,
bro.
That's the whole idea.
Oh man, I really feel bad for not hopping in on that, bro. Like I could have hit that high harmony, and that would have been.
Let's try it again. It's all of us, bro.
That was
sick.
I was going to say, it was funny you were talking about our friends and stuff. I was going to say, yeah, I love capitalizing on the achievements of our friends.
Angel's referencing a hate comment we have on our last, one of our last episodes.
It was the fucking best.
Her name was Anna.
This guy. Oh, hey, it's 2019. Anna could be this guy.
This guy.
As I learned last year.
Fucking asshole. And it was funny. And I just wanted to bring that up.
Very funny, Angel. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I've got a couple downvotes on videos. It's fine. It happens.
Like, someone's just like, this is music.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So I want to ask you, because I feel like people are now starting... I'm like super cutting you off. I'm sorry. Do you want to finish your joke?
That's enough.
My joke was done.
There you go. Well, I wanted to ask because, like, okay, so now that you're being a little bit more ingrained into this like community... Do you still feel like antsy? For example, the Tropicália lineup just came out,
mm-hmm.
and
it was awesome. It's two different vibes on both days.
Own vibe. But I was gonna ask, like, do you get annoyed that you couldn't like land yet something there?
No, God, no. Absolutely not. No, that's it's time, man, and all the bands that I know that got there because of work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just
You never feel left out, because like recently, for some film festivals, sometimes like a couple places will exclude Angel and I, and we feel like, okay, I want you to tell me this, because this is mostly for me, but also for Angel too, because Angel, every time a big Latino thing happens where we feel like we should be a part of it, doesn't invite us, Angel's like, fuck this festival. Like, I'm like, well, yes, fuck them, but it's also. We still don't have the work yet. And I like that idea, but I think I'm curious like how you feel, because I think for us it's easy to overlook us because we're not
I take it very personally.
I can't imagine people not considering you. So I wonder what you think about that.
Also, I don't know whose radar I'm on and for what. Like, there's people, you guys, like, actually, it's I kind of enjoyed it because, like, I've never heard y'all's perspective on what you saw or thought of me prior to getting to know me. Most people I just assume know me through Selenamos. Like, oh, that's the Selena girl. And which for a long time I carried that as like, oh, you know, God damn it. Like, I really got to break away or whatever. But like, also I'm really grateful to do that gig. So it's like, you know, how often do you get a guaranteed crowd no matter where you go, you know, and it's guaranteed, and it's people that like get to, that are there to see you do your damn thing. You know what I mean? I thought the perception of me, and some people only know me from the girl that does the feature on the Twin Seas song, or some people thought I was in Twin Seas, and I'm not. Like, I just that song was written prior to Twin Seas, and we decided to put on the record. Which shout out to Jose Cruz. I've been writing with him for a really long time, and that song was one of I love that song. So it was one of my favorite things we wrote together. But anyway, I don't know, like, you know, like it's booking agents and stuff, but sometimes like Echo Park Rising, I was like, if I don't get on that bill, but it was also like, I had to learn too, like, if I don't get on the bill, it's not a big deal. Like, you have to kind of remind yourself of that and kind of check your pride a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I think that goes for anybody too.
Yeah, because I feel like if if you get salty that you're not on the bill, but your friends are, you know what I mean? It's like you're not really being there for your friends' accomplishments.
I get it, okay?
No, but hey,
can I go now?
I'm looking right at you. But also, I mean, you know, because sometimes, I get it. Sometimes you're like, I have more followers than that person, or I have more songs, or whatever.
Like, my shit's better.
It's always better.
Or it's quality. But hey, man, like, sometimes it's just, you don't know whose radar you're on and for what reason.
You're absolutely right.
Pride sometimes makes me kind of go like.
Yeah, that's me. That's literally me all the time. I'm just like, you told me to submit to your fucking festival.
Yeah.
And you don't fucking accept me?
Damn,
you mother.
Yeah. No, and you know, and there's been plenty of things people are like, oh, submit for this. You should do, you're perfect. And then, like, I never get an email or a call. And it's like, guess I wasn't good enough. And then I just, like, exactly. You know, I have a cookie and then I get over it.
I guess.
Got to know your worth. You got to know that it's okay, that it's not a big deal if you don't get one thing. Because it's like not every actor gets invited to the Oscars every year. You know, not even as guests.
Oh my God. Super one day when I go to the Met. I'm just kidding. Like, it's going to hurt the day that I don't get invited to the Met.
What do you say, Chris? You're so stupid for passing us up.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite things. Like bunch of idiots. But, you know, I still maintain that. I don't maintain that for, like, not getting invited to an event, because especially if they're annual, it's just like, okay, not this year. It's not the end of the world.
Gotcha.
It's different. I think when I call people, like, stupid in my head, it's just more like when nobody wants to take a look at my script, or when people say, like, oh, Bad Labor was okay, or Instant Crush was okay. I'm just like, kids are fucking dumb. Or that they don't think it was good enough for them to want to attach themselves to me yet. Mm. It's like, he's on the right track. And it's like, I've learned to let that go now through I put out like an Instagram post where I was ranting about that recently.
Yeah, you gotta.
And a lot of people checked me on it. They just, and it was nice to get both perspectives of like, fuck yeah, that's the attitude to have. And then shout out to this monitor for like, for vibe checking me. You know, at the end of the day, it's good that I think that, or that any of us can think highly of ourselves. And I like that. What I think is good about you feeling that way is that you feel it worthy enough. And that's good already. Your heart's in the right place of how to feel about our podcast.
Work, yeah.
Yeah, your own work. Mm-hmm. But then the next step, I imagine, like Chrisole saying, is just to remember, you know, it's not the end of the world if you don't get one thing.
So like with Tropicalia, for example, like I mean, you know, people are like, oh, what bands do you think should be at Tropicalia this year? And it's like flattering when people tag you in it, or you go text your homies like, hey, tag me.
Come on.
But it's all about, you know, who's booking, who's making the call. But like, I know I'm excited to just go and be a fan. Mm-hmm. Cause also I've never,
us too.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm pumped like to just go check out. I mean, one of my highlights for Saturday is to go see Chamba play, and that's such a dope.
Fuck yeah! Shout out La Chamba.
They're outrageous. They're sickening.
Sick.
Yeah, but I try not to get salty because I'm like, especially if it's something that my friends are on, because that means I'm bitter at them for their success, and I never want to have that. Yeah.
Well, that's the winning attitude, and I wanted to ask you that specifically. There was a reason, just because I know once this is like when we're doing our throwback episodes for season 2,
when we do the
throwback post for Chris. So like now, like last year we were talking about her not being on Tropicana. Now she's fucking headlining that shit, or something, you know. But it's
no,
like
Chris, you're gonna fucking jinx me,
no,
and I'm not gonna be anywhere near
that
bill.
Sorry about that. No, but I love that, because we were noticing that with some, like, we were posting leading up to the season on Instagram, we were, like, throwing up throwback posts of, like, old episodes we had people, and it was crazy that we noticed with every person we interviewed, they had grown drastically.
Oh, my God.
Over the course of...
We know how to pick them.
Well, like I said in the Bad Labor episode, I have a gift. I have an eye for these things. But, yeah, no, it's... I'm honestly really grateful to know you as a person.
Oh,
like not just as an artist too, but like as a person. Cause like I feel I always tell you this, and I told you this the other day. I said, I hope you don't think this is weird, but I like missed you. Like I just missed us hanging out. Like shit was tight. Yeah, it's like I just wanna talk to you again. Like, what's up? What have you been up to? And like Chrisole like doesn't get like awkward. She just like I feel like every time I talk to her, she like sits down, crosses her legs, and is like, what's up? And it's just that easy to
square
approach.
Up.
Square.
Square. What's up?
Oh my
up?
God.
Square up.
Square up.
Speaking of squaring up.
Oh Jesus. Oh,
I think it might be time.
Is it time
to square up?
You know what? Let's square up for the last time. Let's have our arm wrestle rematch. And as we're
doing
it,
that's what I was fucking doing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And as we're doing that, I'm just adding on, motherfucker. Oh, okay. And as we're doing that, I want you to tell me where what's next for
so
you.
So weak right now.
Welcome to the first official live arm wrestle of the Us podcast. Yeah, we're rolling all around. All
right, cool. Great.
So this is the official rematch. Crisol really versus Chris.
Chris on Chris.
The fucking...
Two numbers.
So square up. Get into the starting position.
All right, I'm going to lock and load my question before we get going.
Boom, boom.
Because, see, other people were critiquing, and I will address this in the video just so that this video is fair. People were saying that in the video,
yeah,
you notice that
like...
I lift my elbow from the thing, and I'm, pushing down. So it was a bit of an unfair advantage.
I will keep an eye on the elbows. So... while they're doing this arm wrestling, Chris is going to be asking her some questions. So Crisol's going to have to think on her feet while focusing on all the strength in her arms.
This is some bullshit.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm a soccer player, bro. My strength's all in my legs.
Next. Oh,
you want to use your foot?
I have the upper body strength of a kitten.
Fucking Quinn. You want to use your foot?
Oh, my God.
Quintenin and Directinin by Written Directino.
Written Directino, dude.
Shout out.
Favorite. Love you, Quinn. All of a sudden, I love you. And I was just talking shit about it once
upon
a time.
Love you, Quinn.
Love you, baby. All right. Let's do this.
Alrighty, so, let's
elbows get both on table.
There we go. All right. That looks good to me.
Okay, Crisol, let me know when you're ready.
Well, someone count it off.
Well, okay, I will let me ask you the question first, and then we'll count it off.
Let's do the
question. So, Crisol, you're a talented artist.
Thanks.
On the rise.
Wow, he's gonna he says something nice and then cuts me down. He should have said the nice thing first, as opposed to said it second.
You're a talented on the rise, unknown.
You're a talented artist with a long road ahead of you.
Somebody close to you said one more flop and it's over.
Bless your heart.
Somebody
anyway,
said they were close to me.
What do you see yourself with? Because we haven't addressed this yet, but Hypnotize has not come out yet.
It has not.
And it's on its way. What's the official release date?
September 20th.
Oh.
September 20th. So by the time this episode airs, it will already have been out, but it wasn't out now. So, Crisol, after Hypnotize...
It goes like this.
Yeah, I'm hypnotized. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm hypnotized.
Wow. Remix.
I remember it from the live show. That's how good it is. Anyway. What do you... see yourself. What's next for you? Pretty much.
What's next? All right, single's coming out. So let's. All right, after that, I have a.
Let's start the arm wrestle.
Oh, shit.
And then you can.
So think about your answer, and the arm wrestling starts in 3, 2, 1.
Dun, 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 dun. I have possibly another single coming out.
Uh-huh.
I'm working on a. I don't know. I can't. What am I doing? I have.
Locatora.
Maybe some visual. Oh, I have a show at Locatora.
Shout out, Locatora.
September 19th.
You got LA Fair?
I got LA Fair. And then I've got Chido Chevere Cool on. I know. Oh, sorry. 928. I'll be doing the Weapons of Mass Creation album release.
I'm not even letting her anymore. This episode. As far as future goals, what do you see happening next?
Future goals. I'm really.
What do you want to be doing a year from now?
Producing more visuals. Your girl's really trying to get...
Do you think you'll have an EP or an album by that time?
An EP.
Holy fuck! I'm hoping to have an EP too. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And what's CMCH?
Oh, it's an awesome video I'm working on with Veronica Rosa. And you'll just have to see. It's going to be a surprise, but it's a very benevolent...
Yes! Yeah, Crisol is the winner!
I think that's as good a place as any time.
Holy shit.
Wow, that was intense.
That was the most intense... That was the most
Hang
intense.
On. I didn't get really to say what I got going on.
Go for it. Do it.
Chris is not down for the count. Chris is down for the count.
Peek-a-foo. Look at him.
Look at his peek-a-foo.
After the single comes out, but we have a show September 19th with Locatora Radio, Sin Música No Hay Paraíso, with Sancha, doing the LA County Fair on the 21st of September. 21st of September with Introverted Funk. Introverted Funk is going to be there that night too. So you
fuck
know,
yes.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an epic night. I love
Parker Barker.
Parker Barker, my guy.
BB.
BB Phyllis Bailey from Connecticut. and then after that, I'm really excited. Actually, I'm a huge fan of Weapons of Mass Creation, so super honored
Shout
to
out.
Be performing for their record release.
Wow.
Yeah, they're wavy as hell, and I love Jewel. She's such a talented MC and makeup artist as well. So, and all the guys on there.
Hit them up.
The whole fam damnly
yeah,
is super
so,
talented.
They're so good looking.
They're so good looking.
So good looking.
This arm doesn't work anymore.
Stupid.
You see how I have to just be like,
destroyed. Yeah, October, there's some Celeranamos dates. Just, but yeah, if you guys can, like, follow social media.
Really quickly, for those who don't know, can you break down what Celeranamos is?
Celeranamos is what I've been calling is a collective of artists that are gathered together to pay tribute to the Reina de Cumbia, Selena Quintanilla. So all of us, I've been calling it kind of a little super group. Because there's members of La Chamba, Introverted Funk, myself, the Delirians are represented. We also got like an OG cat that plays with us. But like a bunch of people have passed through there, like members of Chicano Batman, El Conjunto Nueva Ola. Like we've really, we've had a revolving door of some awesome musicians. So it's great, and we get to sing some of the best cumbia songs ever written. So.
And Crisol, and the whole group has these fucking beautiful ass medleys that they fucking do. It's
yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
We do a lot of the classics, and we do kind of our own twist on things. We are definitely
great.
A musical tribute, not so much like a mechanical like Chuck E. Cheese,
not like cover band.
Yeah, we're different. Yeah, so that's what that is. But that's one project I'm on. But my solo project, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever is your preferred.
Tell them what it is.
Platform, YouTube's. But we have I have a lot of visual stuff coming out. I'm really excited about to share with you guys.
Yeah, there's this picture of you on like looking in a mirror, right? That's from a music video that's coming up. Like the mirror, you're like, oh, look good. That's the music video you have coming out, right?
Is it on my temp? Yes, yes, yes,
it's
yes.
It's when you're looking at
yes.
a mirror.
Yep, yeah. Yep, yep.
I know more about
yep.
videos.
You know more about videos. yeah, that's coming out. A lot Sick. Of the stuff, the visual stuff, there's going to be a surprise, and I'm working on a big project that's hopefully going to be out next year, but I don't want to talk about that publicly. Oh, yes. But it's I'm challenging myself, and
Sick.
I look forward to just making it grow, so...
And you're definitely going to grow because you are on the Us Podcast level 2, where it's all of us, it's all a community.
We're trying to level up.
It's, we're all trying to level up.
Level up.
And that's all we can
level
keep
up.
Doing.
Level
2.
Hell
yeah. Hell
yeah. That's what
well,
I was hoping.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
You're a rock star.
Thank you. You guys are rock stars. I'm so sorry. And by the way, anybody that wants to talk shit about that arm wrestling match, there's a weird acoustics in here. The
Crystal,
table's very
Crystal
slick.
Was being pushed to the edge,
yeah.
I saw.
Yeah.
But she made it happen.
She made it happen.
This was awesome.
I wish I could say I faked that, but I have to.
Yeah.
It's so obviously a loss. I can't even like dance around. I'm like, yeah, I lost.
You put up a good fight.
Whatever. I tried.
Right.
Thank you, Uslers, for watching another episode of the Us Podcast.
Yeah.
We will see you all next time.
Because even when we lose, we win. That's just something we say at the end of the show.
Cute.
Level 2.
Bye.
Bye.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at @AngelEyeSalinas_.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram @UsPodcast. And check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa!
I'm back, baby! Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.